Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now, this episode is called That Never Happens to Me. I've never had nobody say that to me. I don't know why I'm so damn tickled over that phrase, because, man, I think every guy has said that never happens to me. I've never had nobody complain. Let me tell you, chick, if he raggedy, if he didn't put it down, if that thing ain't all that size wise, if you didn't leave that experience floating, you should have told his ass what he did wrong, because he needs, you know, everybody got room for improvement. And I swear, we women are so good at trying to protect another motherfucker's feelings when, in all actuality, we need to just tell them, because, look, dude, I feel like you gave me some pussy. I really do. I do not feel thoroughly fucked. I do not feel like I just experienced a healthy sex life. I do not feel that I experienced, you know, great things with you. I feel cheated. I feel like somehow you shorted me. You know, I got shortchanged in this situation. That's how you really be wanting to feel, and that's how you really need to let them know. Because what is happening is you got a whole slew of men out there who said, I've never had no complaints. And I can't help but laugh, because there's like every damn man has said that. Every single man says, I've never had no complaints. Nobody ever said, I'm charging you up, chick. Sis, tell his ass that shit was trash. He owe you. And I ain't talking about he owe you dinner if you gave him some without it. I don't know what it is, but no. If it wasn't the type of experience that you wanted to build on that experience to get to another level with that motherfucker, then it wasn't all that. It was just ass. It was just dick. It was just sex. And he needs to know that you was okay. You were average. You know, he needs to know that. Girl, how should I say this? Okay, let me try to say this. When he asks you, how was it? Okay, first of all, if he asks you how was it, he know he did something wrong. No. He might be one of them really cocky ass dudes that think they do everything right. And so he, you know, he really do think he put it down. So, okay. How do I do this? Girl, help me out. All right. Let me see. When he says, how was it? Here's a number of responses that you can make. I'm trying to think. That's why I got, you know, my fire just left me for a second, because I got so. You could be real bold. You could be real bold and say, you know what? I really wasn't feeling it. What you don't want to do is keep on encouraging that. Like, you know, maybe you ought to pay attention to what my body likes. You know, you didn't seem to be that attentive to my responses. It's like, when you did do something I like, you stopped. And then you start doing something else instead of paying attention and like, you know, I didn't come to the right place. I didn't come here for that. I really, you know, think you have something to work with. You got some potential. You have an appropriate tool, but your skill set is not up to par. Have you ever taken such and such? Because I heard it helps men with their stamina or even with their blood flow. These are some things that can help you down there. Let's see. Do you drink coffee? If you do you put MCT oil in your coffee? You know, how about next time you pop 2 Excedrin beforehand? Let's see. I don't know. There's a lot of over-the-counter things that you could do for this situation. Or if it was just like that, you know, next time take a bath with him first so that you make sure that he's thoroughly clean. I don't know what the situation is, but I'm telling you, if it wasn't a stellar project moment, then don't repeat it. Don't repeat it. Don't do yourself that disservice. Yeah, quit giving out freebies. I'm trying to think here because now I'm just really flabbergasted on this whole scenario. Ah, damn. I got to pick my energy back up. Quit lying, though. That was good. You were great. No. Stop lying. Stop telling mediocre sex performers that they are great or good, because then they come back with that bullshit. I've never been told different. I've never had any complaints. Nobody's ever said no. Stop encouraging bullshit behavior. The boy don't know how to eat coochie at all. He's never going to get the pheromones flowing right. He's never going to get it. Never going to get it right if he doesn't learn. You got to teach him. And then, of course, then they like, well, how can you teach me? Look, I've had this coochie for a long time. I know what she like. I know what she don't. I know what makes her flourish. I know what makes her want to give you more. What I need you to do is pay attention. See this right here? This just lick right there. Now just suck right there. Take your tongue, do like this. You know, you can show him with your finger or whatever. You know, and then let him know what's your sensitive spots. Why are you hiding it? Why are you playing a game with what turns you on? Oh, you found my spot over behind my ear. Why has he got to play Blue's Clues with your ass? Is you in there to get fucked or you in there to get fucked? You're in there to get it right. You know, I'm in there to get done right. If you're going to give up some ass, you know, because it's such an exchange. Oh, my God. Sex is such an exchange. It's just so much involved in it, like spiritually, emotionally, physically. If it's not, then you really in there with the wrong person. But if it's somebody you know you're in there with all this purpose and intention and all of this stuff with, then yeah, he gotta earn it. He gotta do right. He gotta get put your whole face in it. I need you. Yeah, that right there. I need you to. What you mean you don't You don't like the taste of coochie. Grow up. Grow up. Now you down there messing with little kids. Then he got these wild boys that they don't care who you are. They just stick their whole face in your booty. What is wrong with y'all? What in the hell are y'all watching? Like, you will put your face in my booty and you put your face in her booty. Booties is just no, sir. No, sir. I'm going to need you to do better. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You have to understand why. There's so much to why you eat the coochie first. What are you doing? See, older guys understand that. Young guys just be doing shit. They just be doing shit. They don't understand that yoni is a fruit. Coochie is a fruit. It's a fruit. And you need it to ripen. What happens when it ripens? See, because a wet coochie is healthy coochie. A wet coochie is making a statement. And in all honesty, if you about it like you're supposed to be, it's probably wet when you walked in the room. You know? But dude didn't get you wet. Dude didn't make you come. Dude didn't find your spot. Didn't do nothing. He might have hit one thing and not the other. Dude didn't have satisfactory equipment. I hear too many women say they can work with little stuff. I don't know how to do that. I don't. I just don't. You know, it's kind of like, I don't have no sympathy for a pedophile. I am not a pedophile. If you got little bitty baby parts, you need to take your bitty baby ass home. I mean, there's people who don't grow hair. Okay. I can tell the difference between a man that shaves and one that just ain't never grew no damn hair. I'm gonna have a problem with that. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm not even gonna lie to you. That's gonna freak me the hell out. I'm probably not gonna be able to do much with you. Besides give you some advice and be your home girl. It ain't supposed to just be bald. Like, God gave us hair in those areas for a reason. Now, mind you, alopecia and all those other reasons, you might not grow no hair. I understand that. I'm understanding, but you didn't just not grow none there. You not growing any anywhere. So I've already peeped that it's a medical condition way beforehand, okay? So don't try that. Don't try that shit to come back later talking about you got a medical problem. I caught your medical condition after hello, okay? And some shit, ladies, you have to start catching that shit after hello. Do you want my number? No, thank you. You know, you can stop that shit early on. Here, take my number. No, thank you. I got a problem already at home. I do not need another one. Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta. And see, they don't be counting that type of shit. Nobody's ever said no. I've never had no complaints. Oh my God. I don't know why, but that whole phrase tickles my entire soul, because when I tell you, listen, when I tell you every man says that shit, I'm not lying. Every man says, I've never had. You know what? I know one guy that told me he had an issue. And I ain't even gonna lie to you. So he told me it was when he was in college. He was dealing with this chick. And he said, he didn't think he was a small dude or anything, because he's a big, big dude. So he didn't think he was small there. But he said when he went to mess with the chick, he just fell in. He told me her stuff was so big. And I bullshit you not. I lied to you not. After he told me that story, because we was talking casually, I was turned all the way off. Like, I was not curious no more. I didn't care to know any more about what he had going on. So, yeah, fellas, now I think about it, y'all better keep that lie going. Nobody's ever told you that your shit's whack. You've never had no complaints. You never had no dissatisfied customers, because you just the motherfucking McDonald's of the universe that never does anything wrong. Yeah, okay. Are you the Burger King and you've always gave it to them their way and it's always been a satisfactory product? You've never had any complaints. You've never had anybody call the manager. You've never had anybody say, I'm returning this shit. Return to sender. The package was damaged when I got it to my home. Come on. We live in a world and an age where people complain about every damn thing. So, yeah. I've never had any complaints. And that is what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.